Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Before we go today, a sad note. Legendary violinist and longtime Boston University professor Roman Totenberg has died at the age of 101.
Totenberg was a global superstar on his instrument from an early age, but experienced a second wave of fame through his daughter, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Boston University celebrated Totenberg with tribute concerts when he turned 90, 95, and then in 2010 when he turned 100. That's when Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea first brought us this piece, part of which we'll play now, replay now. It begins with Nina Totenberg remembering her father's last recital.
When he gave that 90th, or maybe the last recital he gave when he was 93, the place was packed, and he turned to us and he said, "You know, they always yell and cheer and stand for you when you are very young or very old, because you can do it at all."
And Roman Totenberg should know. He was just 11 years old when he debuted as a soloist with the Warsaw Philharmonic in his native Poland. That was 1923. His long life has involved a spectacular tour as a prodigy, daring escapes from two world wars. In his extended prime, he played with all the big orchestras, premiered works by all the major composers of the time, rubbed shoulders with celebrities and statesmen. From an era of classical music stars, he was among the brightest.
There are very few left of that generation.
Violinist Peter Zazofsky is a colleague of Totenberg's at Boston University.
Yes, he played all those concertos with those great conductors and great composers, but he's also 50 years of teaching here at Boston University, which is incredibly rare because most of the people who played as much as he did don't have the profile of being a great teacher.
Totenberg's teaching career is so extensive, it's no surprise BU would make a habit of celebrating the man every 5 years. By all accounts, including his own, Totenberg has loved that part of his career.
As teachers, we learn constantly. You explain something to a student, and suddenly it opens your mind, too.
That sound is from a 2001 interview that Totenberg gave on WBUR's old show, The Connection, which at the time had a special guest host.
Today I have the pleasure of interviewing my own father, something I've wanted to do for many years.
His daughter, Nina.
Because I've never been your student, thank God. It's enough being your daughter.
Wasn't that wise of me?
Very, very wise of you.
That was an excerpt from a profile Adam Ragusea produced on the occasion of Roman Totenberg's 100th birthday celebration. Roman Totenberg, a BU professor, died early this morning at the age of 101, and Adam is with us now. And Adam, you spoke with him yourself not too long ago.
That's right. I spent an afternoon with him at his house in Newton back when I did that story in 2010.
And what was he like then?
He was very frail. He was even more soft-spoken than you just heard him, though he told me that he was still playing every day. He said it was like getting up and taking a shower every day. You clean yourself up musically every day, is what he said. And he was also very aware of his age and his mortality, so I actually asked him what he would play if he knew that it was his last time with the instrument. And here's what he said.
Probably Bach.
Any particular piece?
The solo sonatas of Bach are really the kind of Bible of every performer. So.
I don't know if you would be able to play for me today, would you?
Not really.
Not today?
Not, as they said, not tonight, Josephine.
Not tonight, Josephine. So you couldn't get him to play for you, Adam. What are we hearing right now?
This is an old recording of him playing the Bach Partita No. 3 in E major. It's just a gorgeous piece. And he told me that he had every note of the complete Bach sonatas and partitas memorized. He only had to just sort of remember the tune, and he said his fingers would do the rest.
A sad passing. We'll have more on the death of Roman Totenberg next in WBUR's All Things Considered, including thoughts from his daughter, NPR's Nina Totenberg. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.